This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. There's a new game available on the market called Super Seducer Game. This game was created by author and pickup artist Richard LaRuina, and Richard joins me to speak about his career as a pickup artist and why the Super Seducer Game is so controversial. Thanks for joining me, Richard.
Oh, anytime, no problem.
When it comes to this game, where did you come up with the concept for it?
The concept of the game was something that I've thought about for a long time, actually, because we've had various ways of teaching guys. So, you know, we started with seminars, I wrote a book, we've got video products, and a game always made a lot of sense because it's interactive and it's fun. And so it's a way for, you know, guys to learn, but it's also, you know, a different medium. And also for gamers, they're a group of people that are normally male, often single, so the demographics made a lot of sense to us.
Now, I heard you had a Kickstarter for this game, but you ran into some trouble. You want to tell me what happened?
Kickstarter only sent us the crowdfunding dump, but just a few days before the end, it was doing pretty well. I think we raised like 21,000 euros, so that's like $25,000. And then a few days before the end, it got banned kind of due to content, so they just pulled it and gave all the money back.
When you were doing the Kickstarter to what has coming out, did the lessons change at all?
No, not at all. The game was actually quite advanced by then. That was in November. So we already had a pretty advanced version of the game at that point. And after that time, we actually got it rated by the ratings agency. So in the US, there's ESRB, and they gave it an M rating. And then in Europe, they gave it a 16+, so 16-year-olds could play it. So we've always been confident that the actual content in the game is fine. You know, it's got some swearing, bad language and stuff in there, but there's nothing else.
You know, I played the game, the whole thing, and I had 100% on, I think, all the way up to Chapter 6. And I liked it. It had a weird little choose-your-own-adventure-esque thing going on. When it came to some of the situations, it seemed almost like you were kind of teaching guys how to act appropriately, because there wasn't a lot of pickup artistry kind of things I expected there to be in it. Why did you do that?
Basically, got everything that a guy, you know, that we tried to include things that work, things that guys commonly do, things that would be ridiculous, and then some kind of famous pickup artist moves, but they're not often the right thing to do.
The one that kind of got me, like, I thought was a little bit like, I thought everybody knew this, was the, and I think it was in Chapter 1 and I want to say Chapter 8. I forget which one. Anyway, so it was to walk directly up to the woman. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't you do that? Because if you walk beside a woman, that's creepy. If you follow them for a while, that's creepy. Is this something that you see guys do often that you're like, oh, we definitely should put this in the game?
We actually learned that because in the UK, we used to teach these live events, and we had a trainer, and he was actually one of these charity people that tried to stop people to ask them to give money to charity in the street. They're often in really heavily trafficked areas, and he was like their top guy. And so he said, well, yeah, this is how you get someone to stop and talk to you in the street. You do it like this. And so we had this method that was more likely to work. And, yeah, of course, if you're walking next to her on the street, then she, you know, she's going to carry on walking. You're walking with her. It's harder for her to brush you off. If you're standing in front of her, she just walks past you. That's it. You know, you let her go. So that's a nice way to find the balance where the guy's not so easy to brush off, but also that if she really doesn't want to talk, she can just carry on walking.
When you choose course of action in the game, you kind of rate it. There's the blue hearts, you made the right choice. The yellow, which is not really the good choice, but you can get away with it. And then the broken heart red, where, you know, this was just absolutely bad. I did notice that one of the most famous things that pickup artists like to use is negging. most of the time, I think you ranked it as yellow, which is you can get away with it, but it's not the right thing to do. Why'd you do that?
I think it's the most famous pickup artist move, and it was invented by a guy called Mystery, who was going around in Hollywood trying to talk to these very unattainable women in big groups. And maybe it was a strategy that would work there. The problem is that lots of guys tried to apply it in all kinds of situations. So you could be speaking to the most sweet woman, and then you're just going to nag her, and it's just awful, and she's going to get upset. So, you know, it's 90% of the time it's not the best thing to do. And you can achieve a similar result by just teasing, you know, in a funny way, so that she laughs and it's kind of playful, not something that would, you know, hurt her self-confidence, because the whole negging thing was quite bad. It is supposed to knock a woman's self-confidence so that she's more on your level, and so that you have a chance of getting her. So, you know, that's kind of icky, isn't it?
It is. And I'll be honest with you, I was a bit disappointed. I read a bunch of reviews about how this game was like, yeah, this is a horrible misogynistic game, and you know, they're teaching you how to do all this bad stuff. And I'm like, where is it? I was really like looking forward to it. I wanted to see how bad it could get, because I remember Mystery. He had his own show on VH1 and I watched it. It was funny.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people watched it. I wonder why there wasn't like a season 2 or 3. Anyway, so I was expecting that kind of stuff, you know, the negging. I expected the peacocking. Why didn't you go that route?
I think things have moved on since then. I'm not sure exactly, but I think that was 2009, and the book The Game was 2006. So the whole peacocking thing, the negging stuff, a lot of those concepts are seen as a little bit silly. And I think for the average guy that is just, you know, let's say he works in an office and he's just attracted to, you know, his neighbor or someone at the gym or whatever it is, he doesn't want to be peacocking and wearing an LED belt and a cowboy hat, you know, to get her attention. He doesn't want to be negging and telling fake stories and using these routines and tricks. So it kind of moved away from that style of pickup into a more natural style, where a guy learns just how to have a good conversation, how to be a little bit sexual, how to speak in an interesting way, how to be a good listener, whatever, and basically just be someone that is very good socially, and to understand, you know, what generally appeals and makes a man more attractive, rather than the original kind of pickup 1.0, which was all about scripted routines and gimmicks and even stuff like magic tricks.
Yeah, I was expecting magic tricks. I'm not going to lie. I was like, where's the card tricks? Where's the sleight of hand? I thought I was going to be taught all kinds of cool stuff. And really, it was a lot of it was just trying to be like a normal guy, which I thought was really funny. Like the club one, I thought was like, I guess I'm looking at it from a woman's perspective, because this is how I want to be treated. You have a guy just trying to dance with you, and the wrong thing to do is try to talk to me while I'm dancing. I can't hear you anyways.
Exactly, yeah.
It's kind of funny you put that in there, because it more often than not that's what happens, is a guy tries to drag you off the dance floor and it's like, whoa, buddy, I don't even know your name yet, and I'm still dancing with my friends here. So I thought it was kind of cute.
They're
put
just
it in.
Creeping around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're kind of dancing and they're just creeping around, you know, close by, trying to get closer and closer. And if you watch over an evening, normally the women are just moving around the dance floor, kind of getting away from the guys that are creeping around them.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting take on you doing this. The one I thought was kind of weird, but I'm not sure, maybe you can clarify it for me, was the chapter about the coworker one. I was always taught by my father, and I don't know, I'm just going to say it, not to shit and eat in the same place. And in this case, he means don't date in the office, because it gets weird, you know, once you break up. Is this something common you find, like a lot of people be like, oh, there's somebody I work with that I really want to get involved with?
Yeah, it is actually. And I think that 20% of relationships start somehow via the workplace. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's the person sitting at the desk next to you, but, you know, someone that you meet through work, suppliers or customers or someone in a different department in the office. So it's definitely a common place where people meet. And I guess I leave it to the, you know, to the player whether You know, they decide to use that stuff in the real world. Obviously, all kinds of disclaimers apply. But there are a lot of famous people that are, you know, with someone that they met through work. I think the Google boss, either Sergey Brin or Larry Page, one of them is with someone who also worked at Google. And I think we all know people that met through work somehow. So that's why it's in there, just because it's a common question that I get and guys are interested in it.
Now, with your game, was it scripted or was this kind of improv? Because it felt improv.
Yeah, it's improv scripted. So it's like we had a rough idea of what I was going to say. And the ladies in the game didn't always know. They were often surprised or shocked or happy or laughing or whatever because it's the first time they've heard it.
I like the ones which you weren't supposed to do, and I thought they were really funny choices. Like in the first chapter, you gave the option of looking up her skirt, and I was like, that was actually very cheeky. I thought that was hilarious. It was in the game, and I was completely shocked. I was like, no, that's not the one you do. And I was like, yes, I know, but it was great you put it in.
I forgot the outtakes as well. I don't know if you saw.
Oh, the outtakes? You know, that you have to unlock them, I think. I've gotten a couple of outtakes,
yeah,
but yeah, I'm trying to unlock it because this is pretty easy. It's just like a choose-your-own-adventure, and I kind of like those type of games anyways.
I'm happy you played it. Sounds like you got quite far, because the office level, I think, is like number 8 or something. So
I thought there was 12 chapters. I'm going to have to redo it. I've been going through it. I've already have 6 hours clocked into the game because I'm just going through each step. And the reason why I took my time with it is because there are so many reviews of this game as being really negative towards women. And again, I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it. What did you think of the reviews of your game?
We expected some controversy, but we expected it to be coming from the more extreme end of the spectrum, you know, the kind of people that just hate the idea of men learning to be better at, you know, talking to women and dating and everything. So there is kind of an extreme end that believes that. So I expected some heat from them. But I think the mainstream has moved a little bit in that direction. And they have written, not reviews, because they didn't even play the game, most of them. And they're saying that it's, you know, super sleazy and creepy. And they're quoting as examples, like the wrong options, which I find strange. So they'll say, this game is sexist because he says this rude thing. And it's like, well, yes, because you chose that. So maybe you're sexist. So it's a bit surreal for me. But I think I understand in this climate that it's hard to take a position and say, you know, there's this game. It's called Super Seducer. It's about, you know, attracting women, trying to date women, trying to kiss women, trying to, you know, get women in different situations. And to, you know, it's very easy to say this is predatory, a subjectification, and that plays quite well at the moment. So I think for journalists thinking about, you know, shares and views and clicks and stuff, it's easier to do that than to say, you know, than to be objective. Because they're so biased that they don't say anything is good. They don't say it's well shot. They don't say the music is good. They don't say they like the title screens. You know, there's absolutely nothing in the game that they like. So you can tell that they had, you know, the idea as soon as they just read one sentence about the game and then decided to write the story, you know, how they did.
Going through the game up until the club chapter, I thought it was kind of a little boring. And it got to the one question where I think the chick was like, said something like, oh, you're so well-dressed, so well-groomed, I thought you were gay. And you had, I think it was 6 choices, and the best choice was to play into it. Like, oh, if she's teasing me, I'm going to tease her. But the other choices were, oh, yeah, you know, like, hey, what, you know, getting really defensive, you're calling me gay? Like, no way, I have so many girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And I liked how on the screen where you pop up and you explain the choice, you're like, man, you've reacted angry and you shouldn't have, you know, and you kind of scolded the player for choosing that answer. I thought that was really smart. And that actually helps a lot of guys, because I know that's a very touchy subject for a guy. And you shouldn't come off as being angry. You need to play into it. Some women do like to play a little rough in the teasing.
Yeah, and not only about, you know, sexuality, but you know, about his sense of dress, or, you know, it could be anything, his hobbies and what he likes. And most guys will say, oh, yeah, you're right, maybe you're right, and that's terrible, that kills the attraction. They might get defensive and say, yeah, what about you? And obviously that's wrong. So, yeah, the best thing is to not react too much, to play with it, and to just be cool. And then she's going to be like, wow, this guy's really self-assured.
Now, another chapter, the friend zone one, I kind of like too, because in the beginning, she's asking, hey, could you come feed my cats like 2-3 times a day? I'd really appreciate it. And yeah. And the guy's like, you give choices, and the best answer is, I'm a little busy, you know, I can't do that. But the other ones are jumping on it like, yeah, you, I'll do it. I'll come by 5 times a day to feed your cat. And the lesson is that you can't be available to somebody you like, because guess what? They're your friend in the end, and you treat them like you would any other friend. I just thought these were like some really simple lessons that actually any dating coach would give you. And leading, like coming from that, do you think nowadays pickup artists are more dating coaches than anything?
Yeah, I mean, there's a spectrum. So you've got dating coaches that are like Will Smith in the movie Hit. And then you've got the guys that are still really into the pickup stuff, and they're learning, you know, hypnosis and NLP and all kinds of crazy stuff. So there's a real spectrum. I definitely refer to myself more as a dating coach, because I'm 37, I'm married, you know, I was never been running around, you know, trying to talk to hundreds of women a day and things like this. So I definitely consider myself more a dating coach, but it's a spectrum, and there are guys that along every part of it.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you talking about your game. For those listening, where can they find more information about you and your game?
The game's called Super Seducer. I think if you go to superseducergame.com, there'll be links to go to the different store pages and check it out. So, and thank you so much. It was a lot of fun and great questions, and I'm happy you enjoyed the game.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.